The Fatal Flying Affair by T.E. Kinsey, performed by Elizabeth Nolden. Lady Hardcastle was in the garden offering the new gardener a scone. This was our fourth summer in Littleton Cotterill, and we had finally engaged the services of Jed Halfpenny to tend the overgrown wilderness behind the house. We'd made a stab at it ourselves, of course, and the housemaid's husband, Dan, had kept the worst of it under control, but it needed the tender ministrations of someone who properly knew what he was doing. And that someone, as I'd been saying for quite some time, was Jedediah Halfpenny. We'd met him soon after we moved to the village, and he'd supplied vital information to help us catch the killer of a farmer who died in his beef and mushroom pie on market day. He made his home in a caravan in the woods and lived, for the most part, on foraged food and occasional poaching. He had always seemed to me to be the ideal chap to fettle the garden. As I approached, he was leaning on a spade and listening patiently to Lady Hardcastle as she extolled the virtues of the scones. "They really are delicious," she said. "I know a scone's not much of a culinary marvel in itself, but Miss Jones works wonders with them. Do try one." "Thank you, ma'am," said Jed. "Don't mind if I do." "Flo agrees, don't you, dear?"
"Agrees with what, my lady?" I said.
"That Mrs. Jones's scones are second to none."
"They're certainly up there among the better examples of the scone maker's art," I said.
"I was just asking Mr. Halfpenny..."
"Jed, ma'am. I'll keep telling thee I'd be much more comfortable if they just called me Jed. Everyone does."
Years of military service abroad and a long life in the West Country hadn't softened his broad Yorkshire accent. "I was just asking Jed, if it would be possible to cultivate an air of artful wilderness out here, as opposed to the actual wilderness we currently have," I said.
"Well, quite," she said. "I've never been much of a one for formal gardens, neat borders and regimented plants afraid to step out of line. I wondered if we might have something a little more, well, natural, I suppose."
"And what do you think, Jed?" I asked.
"Sounds like a grand idea to me," he said. "You could have wild herbs and flowers along this side. I could build you a little wall or summit there for climbers."
"We seem to be of one mind," said Lady Hardcastle. "I'd like plants and flowers that attract bees and butterflies. I want undergrowth for mice. A pond, perhaps, for frogs. Oh, and newts. I want to wake up in the morning and find that moles and badgers have dug up the grass and not care about it because it's not a croquet lawn. I want somewhere I can sit with a cup of tea and be at one with nature."